Josh Redman.
Have an extra bed.
Auto Cocoon, and this song is called Slumber Bum. Those silent eyes have a silent voice I've always longed to hear. Down. last time Silent Ocean was September 5th in Scarborough, Maine. And it was beautiful, like awesome tide pools, lots of snail hunting, not for eating, but you know, lots of hermit crab exploring. So I'm excited to be by the water. And this song is called Spirulina. You may know that algae, my favorite algae.
Policy.
Which is when it was supposed to leave, at like 5 this morning. So we've been on the road from about 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. today from Phoenix. But it was, you know, a lot of sleeping on the bus. So I'm just like in the process of waking up at this point. So it's a great way to wake up, though. Thank you. Yeah, I'm so glad this worked out too. And thanks, Josh, for sending it up.
Yeah, Josh.
To make this happen. Yeah. Close enough. All right. So the reason I'm touring right now is to raise support for an audio documentary that I'm working on. Audio documentary meaning there's no video component. It's just pre-broadcast on the radio, and it's about Honduran community radio. So it's a compilation of interviews and live music and recorded music that I collected from Honduras while I was there this summer. The people there are building new radio stations all over the country. There were only 5 in 2007, and now there are 25. So I got to visit 6 of those stations. And essentially most of those stations are rising from situations in which large wealthy landowners are attempting to evict communities for the reasons of wanting to establish mega projects such as the tourism industry, with mining, hydroelectric energy projects and dams, also with huge agricultural products such as African palm oil. It's a really big deal in Honduras. Biodiesel. Surprise, right? It's one thing that people are being evicted for right now, and a lot of people are being killed for it in Honduras and other countries. And it's also, palm oil is in 50% of packaged goods by the average supermarket. So it's just widely used in North America, and it's a pretty bloody thing. So people will organize around these issues and organize to fight for their lands that their ancestors have been living on for centuries, if not thousands of years, and build community radio stations, especially in areas where there's really no electricity, so there's no internet. The only source of media that a lot of people are able to be exposed to is radio, and it's participatory radio as well, so anybody can go to the radio station and make a denouncement of any human rights violation they've witnessed or experienced, and anybody can call in and make those denouncements as well. There is a huge artistic flourishing happening right now in Honduras, especially since the coup d'etat of 2009. The government is still perpetrating human rights violations towards protesters and organizers. And the majority of the deaths that happened have been very targeted attacks by hitmen on bright lights and organizing communities. LGBTQ communities, women, feminists, teachers, students, unionists, people from all walks of life are being targeted for their political beliefs. If you'd like to talk to me about that later, I would love to. And I'm doing this audio documentary to broadcast on radio stations. And I believe that Josh and I have talked a little bit about broadcasting on your local station here. So look out for that. It's called This Weapon Has Heart, or Este Arma Tiene Corazón, which reflects the fact that at each of the six stations I visited, someone told me that radio is the weapon of choice to combat state terror and media censorship in the country. So, if anybody's interested in going down there, communities are calling for human rights accompaniers to work with Honduran communities. That means people going and living with people who have been threatened and are constantly being threatened, and communities that are being threatened. Like I said, these organizers are receiving death threats all the time, like radio DJs are receiving death threats through their cell phones, with text messages and phone calls, often notes under their door as well, or assaults on the street. Musicians are being attacked, like people are writing a lot of resistance music and are being attacked violently for it. There's a lot of screen printing workshops that are happening, and like graffiti art and poetry and rapping, and a lot of really awesome art is happening there. And the government hates it, so people are experiencing a lot of threats, and so human rights accompaniers, which is essentially the idea that the area is using privilege as North Americans or Europeans, essentially rich white people, using privilege against privilege, standing next to these communities, and being international witnesses, because that has been proven to decrease the risk of violence against these individuals and these communities almost 100%. So that's needed, and if you are interested in doing that, I have some information sheets about that. So this song was inspired by the Wisconsin labor protests of this year, and as well by a rather negative interaction that I had with a Verizon employee. And so it's essentially about how there are a lot of things that we are so talented at, and each of us has so much potential and are doing so many awesome things, but a lot of these things we can't get it's hard to get paid for them. And so if we're working at Verizon, it makes us grumpy sometimes. So that's what this is about. My phone died. It died inside. Took my ass to Westfield Mall to see what they could do. They said nothing for you. That's what we do. We take your dreams, rip them at the seams, so that the rip that holds you tight are shaking with fright. Jobs, but they'll make you sick, and if you resist this dam, we'll cut the power to your whole town, we'll control the media, control your mind, so you become mine, but we have not submitted, and we'll never submit to the death wars, to the new world order, promises of luxury and endless slave toil on our own earthly soil. Oh, the power of love of people takes us far, far beyond the power of power and the power of the love of money. We used to work 15 hours, laboring without the power. Children in the dark with soot in our lungs. When we talked and fought and won some of our rights back, but the war is still on and we're still strong. Are you tired? No, are you tired? No, we're working for change and fighting for change, and our forebears starved for collective future. And now it's in our hands and our children's hands to demand fair pay and days off, and moreover that we can do the work that we came here for. And that's not selling cell phones or cleaning bathrooms all day, carrying the flame and putting
to do so you can quit your day job. Well, you can drop it. You don't have to mop it. Find something that's in your heart and follow it. You got them all jobs. Well, you're not the slob. The economy of brilliance keeps us on our way. You got a safety net. You got a lover's nest. It's all built in. Just pop outside and fall into it, trust it. And I'm not talking about social security. I'm not talking about government issued food stamps. I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about. I'm talking about cooking dinner for your mom. Talking about growing vegetables on your lawn. I'm talking about sharing. And I'm talking about community.
That's great too.
We make
yeah. Either way.
Can people scoot?
We'll love you all.
One way or the other.
Gina.
Look at you.
Dedicated to humpback whales and their ancestors. I saw the sun, it's a shooting star. I saw the moon holding a lantern. I saw dawn. The cousins meet again, nearly so.
underwater, whales are also singing beneath the waves. There is no sinking beneath the waves. There is only singing beneath the waves. Die a lonely death, you choose beneath the waves. Many people living beneath the waves. Hold your breath, you won't be saved. Open up, don't wait around. Sing out, you won't drown. You just turn into a clownfish. This dawn is the last time you'll wake the guards before the light. With your loud lungs and cries, underwater, all the whales sing at sunrise. You know you're too rare a pearl to fly. You've got to climb. Relax, starting weightless beneath the waves. The song's the same, just travels faster underwater. Bodies are made of water, and the other thing is that the moon pulls on water, and that all mass exerts a pull of gravity. So must the stars make tides inside of us. And in the same vein, the gases in the stars depend on our dreams and the dreams of alien beings. The water on Mars does the same thing.
That's a calculated risk, sucking anything off this carpet. You gotta think about that first for a little bit, and then you gotta realize.
Just
do.
Hey, guys, outside, there's plenty of room inside.
Yeah, folks. If you'd like to come in and get warm.
It's a very
good Abby is always welcome. Oh. Akita? Laura? We got, hey, Laura. Lauren.
What's up?
We did get your phone the other day. Or the box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got that.
You got it.
Last
okay,
song.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah, I wanted to make sure.
And are you all interested in hearing a bit of my audio documentary?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'll just play one more short song, and then I've got a 7-minute clip that I can play you. Do you have it set up, Matt? Awesome.
Cool.
Great. So, here's a song. Hold tight, there's something between us, and it's so tangled, and it's not broken. Hold light, hold tight, there's someone between us, listening, still as a sound bite. She's not afraid. She's not.
you.
Yeah, thank you all for being so welcoming and wonderful.
Awesome.
Wait, I could play a song in Welsh if you want.
Yeah!
Alright.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Ancestors.
What's the answer?
Seriously, my ancestors, some of my ancestors are Welsh. Coal miners. This song is a modern rock song written by a Welsh woman. The writer's name is Dafydd Iwan. And what's this? Pan fyd hael ar y mynydd, pan fyd gwynt ar y môr, pan fyd blodau yn y parthu ar gyrdwyg yn gôr, pan fyd
first.
Okay. It's really pretty rough.
Make like a loop.
Beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate it.